And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hours, starting now. And Christopher Lawrence Dunwoody appeared in district court on Friday for an arraignment on charges of driving with a suspended license and expired license plates. The appearance followed a show cause order due to his failure to attend to an earlier arraignment. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause plea, and Dunwoody entered a not guilty plea. The court set a deadline of May 8th, 2026, for the prosecution to provide a plea offer. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 18th, 2026 at 10 a.m., and Dunwoody was assigned court-appointed counsel attorney Martin Porzondek and was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. And a Michigan man has entered a guilty plea to multiple probation violations following a court hearing. Alexander Michael Kloska appeared before the Honorable Judge Prill in Huron County Circuit Court on allegations of violating the terms of his probation. He was represented by defense attorney Jessica Risky, while the case was handled by prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski. During the hearing, Kloska admitted to three violations. The first involved being at an unapproved location on February 6th. The second involved his removal from a recovery court program on February 23rd due to rule violations. And the third involved contact by phone with an individual he was ordered not to contact. As part of the agreement, additional allegations, including claims of new criminal conduct and resisting or obstructing officers, were dismissed. The court found a factual basis for the plea and accepted it as knowingly and voluntarily made. Judge Prill ordered an updated pre-sentence report and scheduled sentencing for June 15th at 11 a.m. Bond conditions will remain in place until that time. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris arraigned Evan Michael Marlowe on a misdemeanor charge of operating with a high blood alcohol content, stemming from an incident on or about October 20th, 2024. The potential penalties include up to 180 days in jail, a fine between $200 and $700, up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle immobilization. Mr. Marlowe entered a plea of not guilty. The court has set a deadline of May 28, 2026 for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 18, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., which Mr. Marlowe must attend in person, and this date also marks the final opportunity to enter a plea or file motions. Attorney Martin Perzondik represented Mr. Marlowe for the arraignment, while Attorney Dallas Rooney has been appointed by the courts to represent him for the remainder of the case. Bond was set at $3,500 with 10% already posted. Conditions of the bond include a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, except as prescribed, and mandatory random drug testing, as well as alcohol testing through pretrial services. SCRAM or SoberLink devices were not ordered at this time. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.